Brazil votes on gun ban. Should the sale of arms and ammunition be prohibited in Brazil? Brazilians go to the polls today to vote in the world's first ever referendum on whether or not to ban gun sales. Brazil has the second highest rate of gun deaths in the world, after neighbouring Venezuela. Nearly 39,000 people are killed from gunshot wounds each year. Mortality rates for gun-related deaths are higher than those for traffic accidents and are the main cause of death among young Brazilians. United Nations research shows that the number of deaths by gunfire in Brazil during the past decade surpassed the number of victims killed in armed conflicts around the world. Latest opinion polls suggest that opponents of a ban, headed by conservative parties and gun manufacturers, are likely to be victorious. Supporters of the ban highlight the success of recent measures to curb armed violence. After a 2-year buyback amnesty, Brazil saw its first drop in gun deaths in more than 13 years last month. Around 500,000 weapons were handed over to police. New legislation also requires gun holders to re-register their weapons every 3 years. They must also undergo psychological tests and pay a fee that is out of reach for most Brazilians. The Yes campaigners stress the need to reduce the number of homicides by reducing the number of arms in circulation. Proponents in the No camp maintain people have a fundamental right to self-defense and that a ban would have minimal impact on an increasingly burgeoning black market in firearms.